ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Afternoon's text is from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 15, which is entitled Yoga of the Supreme Person, text 3 and 4. 15, 3 and 4. If you're looking it up, 3 and 4 are together, actually. Okay, so we'll do the word for word first. 15, 3 and 4. Please repeat. Na rupam asiha tato palavyate nanto na chadir na cha samprastita ashvatam inam shu Virudha Mulam Asanga Shastrina Dridhina Chitva Tata Padam Tat Parimagitavyam Yasmin Gata Na Nivatanti Ya tam evam chadyam purusham prapagye yata pravriti prasha prasrita purani. Now please repeat. Na not Rupam, the form, Asya, of this tree, Iha, in this world, Tatha, also, Upaladhyate, can be perceived. Na, never, Anta, end, Na, never, Cha, also, Adhi, beginning, Na, never, Cha, also, Samprasthita, the foundation, Ashvatam, banyan tree, Enam, this, Suvirudha, strongly, Mulam, rooted, Asanga Shastrina, by the weapon of detachment. Dridena, strong. Jitva, cutting. Tata, thereafter. Padam, situation. Tat, that. Parimagitavyam, has to be searched out. Yasmin, where? Gata, going. Na, never. Nirvatanti, they come back. Bhuya, again. Tam, to him. Eva, certainly. Cha, also. Adyam, original. Purusham, the personality of Godhead. Prapadye, surrender. Yata, from whom? Pravriti, the beginning. Prashrita, extended. Purani, very old. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. The real form of this tree cannot be perceived in this world. No one can understand where it ends, where it begins, or where its foundation is. But with determination, one must cut down this strongly rooted tree with the weapon of detachment. Thereafter, one must seek that place from which, having gone, one never returns, and there surrender to that Supreme Personality of Godhead, from whom everything began and from whom everything has extended since time immemorial. Please repeat. The real form of this tree cannot be perceived in this world. No one can understand where it ends, where it begins, or where its foundation is. But with determination, one must cut down this strongly rooted tree with the weapon of detachment. Thereafter, one must seek that place from which, having gone, one never returns, and there surrender to that Supreme Personality of Godhead, from whom everything began and from whom everything has extended since time immemorial. Purport by Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. It is now clearly stated that the real form of this banyan tree cannot be understood in this material world. Since the root is upwards, the extension of the real tree is at the other end. When entangled with the material expansions of the tree, one cannot see how far the tree extends, nor can one see the beginning of this tree. Yet one has to find out the cause. I am the son of my father is the son of such and such a person, etc. By searching in this way, one comes to Brahma, who is generated by the Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. Finally, in this way, when one reaches the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is the end of research work. One has to search out that origin of this tree, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, through the association of persons who are in knowledge of that Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then, by understanding, one becomes gradually detached from this false reflection of reality, and by knowledge, one can cut off the connection and actually become situated in the real tree. The word asanga is very important in this connection, because the attachment for sense enjoyment and lording it over material nature is very strong. Therefore, one must learn detachment by discussion of spiritual science based on authoritative scriptures, and one must hear from persons who are actually in knowledge. As a result of this discussion in the association of devotees, one comes to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then the first thing one must do is surrender to Him. The description of that place whence, having gone, one never returns to this false reflected tree is given here. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the original root from which everything has emanated. To gain favor of that Supreme Personality of Godhead, one has only to surrender. And this is a result of performing devotional service by hearing, chanting, etc. He is the cause of the extension of the material world. This has already been explained by the Lord Himself. Aham Shabasha Prabhava, Bhagavad Gita 10:8. I am the origin, of everything. Therefore, to get out of the entanglement of this strong banyan tree of material life, one must surrender to Krishna. As soon as one surrenders unto Krishna, one becomes detached automatically from this material extension. Om Agna Tibiranyasya Jnana Gna Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Vita Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupa Sagijatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvaitam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostuti Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Dhruvyascha Vipasungibhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivachari Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Peshtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavari Paschatya Deshachandini Namo Mahapadanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gauravachase Namaha Ananda Lilamaya Vigrahaya Imabhya Divyacha Vishundaraya Tasmi Mahaprema Raspadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna. So the translation again Bhagavad Gita 15 text 3 and 4. The translation is the following. The real form of this tree cannot be perceived in this world. No one can understand where it ends, where it begins, or where its foundation is. But with determination, one must cut down this strongly rooted tree with the weapon of detachment. Thereafter, one must seek that place from which, having gone, one never returns, and there surrender to that Supreme Personality of Godhead, from whom everything began and from whom everything has extended since time immemorial. Hare Krishna. So, Sri Krishna is describing to Arjuna this tree. In the purport, it mentions that the tree is a banyan tree. And banyan trees are very large trees. A lot of branches, a lot of leaves. And the tree is upside down. The fact that it is angled upside down so that the roots are upward and the rest of the tree extends down is symbolic of the way it is in the material world compared to the spiritual world. Everything is upright in the spiritual world and everything is upside down in the material world. But many of us don't see it like that. So if you've been trying to solve the problems of the material world and you haven't been able to, it's because the material world is upside down. So you need not worry about trying to solve material problems here. In this country, there is one five-letter word that's used a lot. Crazy. Yes? People use the word crazy a lot. Because they try to solve things and it doesn't seem to work. So in frustration, this is crazy. The tree is upside down. How crazier can you get? The tree is upside down. Krishna is describing, he owns, he is a source of both material and spiritual. And he is saying, the material world is like a banyan tree that's upside down. If you can imagine it, you may be able to get a sense of it if you look on the tree that is beside water, then the reflection of it is down. The tree itself is upright, but the reflection of it is down. You may not be able to see the roots of the tree, but at least you see that. And then if you consider the fact that the water may be moving, the waves in there, so the reflection is upside down and it's jagged too. That's a good description of the material world. It's upside down and it's perverted. Everything that we take to be sense gratification here is actually a perversion of the real thing. So the things that are in the material world are also in the spiritual world. In fact, it is because it's in the spiritual world that you find it in the material world in the first place. Just as Srila Prabhupada gives the example of a counterfeit coin. The counterfeit coin seems to be a coin to use because there is a real coin. That's why the counterfeit coin can be deceptive. Because the real coin and the counterfeit coin seem to have the same image. But they don't make, they're not made of the same material though. If you toss it on the ground, the counterfeit coin doesn't give the same sound as the real coin. In Ghana, that's how we could tell at that time when we were kids. This seems counterfeit, we just let it fall, let the real coin fall, and the real coin has a much different sound from the counterfeit coin. But they look the same, though. They look the same. So, practically everything that's here in the material world is in fact perverted. So by the mercy of the Parampara, as we know, his divine grace is the power part, they have come, the Parampara members themselves have been in the material world, especially this planet. Shri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Bhogisha Das Babaji, Jagannath Das, they were all here. They were here on this planet. And they've taught us that we need to focus on the Supreme Personality of Godhead in bhakti, devotional service. And they are not trying to get us to stay here because this is an upside down perverted tree no matter what you do. So by their mercy, we can get out. And that's why ISKCON's magazine says back to Godhead. We don't belong here. So the process of getting back to Godhead in Kali Yuga is what we're doing now. The main chanting is Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Krishna is saying, this tree, its real form cannot be perceived in this world. We don't know why things happen the way they do. We really don't. So then there's weather. And the weather just hits us any way it likes. Nobody has any say in it. That's one example. No one can understand, Sri Krishna is saying, where this tree ends and where it begins, or where its foundation is, but we know it's there. It's a crazy lifestyle in the material world. People who try to solve it bring all kinds of problems. It's not solvable, actually, because of the three kleshas, the three sources of misery. Those sources of misery live with us. Misery is from one's own mind. Mind wants to connect to the senses, and the senses want sense gratification. And it's explained to us that if we involve ourselves in sense gratification, we will never get back to the spiritual world, where we actually belong. So it's always a fight between ourselves, the soul, and the mind. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj says, the mind is so bad, in the morning you beat it with a shoe, and in the evening you beat it with a broom. So this symbolic of telling us that you have to try to tell the mind to get out of your life, even though somehow it follows you. But in terms of trying to dictate the things that are not Krishna conscious based, and the mind tries to do that, sense gratification, try this. And even if we don't want to, every time things get advertised to us, in the developed countries, especially the United States, it's like that. We found something new. We come up with this new product. Try this, try that. On and on. Now, if we try something new, one important point is we always should consider how we can use it to serve Krishna's devotees, to serve the deity, and to serve Guru. So whatever new thing that comes, if it can make us serve Krishna better, sure, use it. The temple, this temple, is a prime example. A lot of the things in here are modern. But it's for serving Krishna though. So that's the best use you can make of material things. Because when we take material things that are new or they've been thrown at us, we feel, all right, we should get it. Maybe there's a good reason to get it. We always should always ask the question, can I use it in Krishna's service? If the answer is yes, and you can afford it, yeah, get it. If the answer is no, I can't afford it, then you're living outside your means. You shouldn't get it. But if you can use it in Krishna's service, then certainly use it in Krishna's service. Because then that will not entangle us. That won't entangle us. So that should be our attitude towards buying new things. Krishna first. Can I use it to serve my deity? Absolutely. Well, then go for it. So, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, it's now clearly stated that the real form of this banyan tree cannot be understood in this material world. The root is upwards, the extension of the tree is at the other end. And then it says, when we entangle with the material expansions, one cannot see how far the tree extends, nor can one see the beginning of this tree. Yet, one has to find out the cause. So what it's saying here, Tipapa's meaning, the material expansions of the tree. And this country is one prime example of material expansions of a tree. That's what we've been talking about. New things. It's a never-ending situation. Never-ending situation. One cannot see how far the tree extends. Nor can one see the beginning of a tree. So, Srila Prabhupada says, start with, I am the child of my father, and my father is the child of my grandfather, and my grandfather is the child of my great-grandfather. So in that way, and he used the same example before, those who don't know who God is, he starts the same way. You have a father, and your father has a father, and that father has another father, right? On and on and on and on, until you get to that father who does not have a father. And that one who doesn't have a father, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's how, for a simple way of describing the reality of somebody who says, I don't believe in God. But if you tell him you have a father, you have to say, yes, of course, I was born here, so I have a father. And he was born by grandfather, and he was born by great-grandfather, and so on. Until, so it can extend on and on and on and on until that one being who doesn't have a father. Somebody has to have started it. That is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when one comes to that point of establishing the Supreme Personality of Godhead firmly in the mind and in the heart, then Srila Prabhupada says that is the end of the research work to find out how we came about. So he continues, one has to search the origin of this tree through the association of persons who are in knowledge of that Supreme Personality of Godhead, which means we have to hear from authoritative sources. We have to hear from authoritative sources. Not from someone, as we were talking today, a little like Srimad Bhagavatam discussion we had earlier, that there are some people who make it their business to memorize Shastra and impress people by speaking Shastra, but they have no connection with the Shastra. It's not a part of their lives. In other words, there's no vidyan. They know the knowledge, they have the knowledge, but they can't convert you, they can't make anybody a devotee. You don't hear from those people. You do not hear, you should not hear from those people. Hear from someone who's connected. For us, it's very simple. Anyone who is connected with Srila Prabhupada is bona fide. Very simple. Are they following the sadhana that have been given, the chanting, the hearing, the regulated principles? The answer is yes. They are preaching about Srila Prabhupada, they're preaching from Srila Prabhupada's books. Yes, that person is bona fide. That's all we need. That's all that we need. Srila Prabhupada is a Vaikuntha man, Goloka Vrindavan man, who has come to literally save the whole world, or as my Guru Maharaj likes to put it, He is a bounty hunter. Those who are ready to go. Those who want to leave, who are frustrated with the life in the material world. And only those who really are frustrated with life. And you don't have to be poor to be frustrated. But seeing how difficult material life is, seeing for what it is, those people are ready to go. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 21, Text 21, 321-21. In the middle of the purport, Srila Prabhupada brings the same thing out. The person that is most frustrated with material life, I'm kind of paraphrasing, okay, is ready for salvation. Because if we're not ready for salvation, the only reason will be we are finding a reason to enjoy material life. Something about it makes us say it's okay, or if I do it like this, if I do it like that, if I do it like that, it's going to be okay. But there is a proverb in my language, and I will not go into the language itself, but just the translation of it. It says here, for everything that seems to be nice, there is something troublesome attached to it. And that's the way it is in the material world. It's like drinking water, but the water in the material world is not pure water. It's like there's some mud in it. It is water, all right, but every time you drink, something isn't quite right with it. Something isn't quite right. And so the reason it's not quite right is Krishna has arranged it for it not to be quite right. Because if we really liked wonderful water and he made everything in the material world wonderful, we wouldn't want to go. Who's going to leave then? But home in the spiritual world is far better than here. The soul, when it is out of the body and is expanded to its fullness, we call it Siddha Swarup, the original form, it has all knowledge. Let's stop for a moment. All knowledge. Who has all knowledge in the material world? Raise your hand. I won't use mine. Who has all knowledge? Nobody. Who lives forever? Nobody. And who is happy all of the time? Nobody. So this is what, by the message of Prabhupada, is telling us to get to. Just chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Isn't he compassionate? The person that comes tells you that you cannot live forever here. You know how miserable death is. It's miserable to the person that's dying, and it's miserable to the person who's, to people who are looking at this person who's suffering and getting ready to leave. So you can't have all knowledge. If you had all knowledge, that means no school, no certificate is necessary. You know everything. You can't have that here. You can't live, and then you can't enjoy yourself. Even sense gratification, there's trouble attached to it. You need any sense gratification. You can't overdo it, and you can suffer from it too. So, rich or poor, it doesn't matter. Your physical body will get old on you. Your physical body will break down. Those who are young, their bodies are still working well. I'll just give you an analogy. Just drive a car for about 15 years. And then begin to move on with it a little bit. It will say, but this part needs to be fixed and this part needs to be. That's the way an old body does to you. After a while, it starts breaking down. You used to be, look at the children. Prime example. They can run around easily, fast, and they don't seem to get tired. Now you take an adult and have them trying to run around the same way a child does, see if you can do it. They do it without thinking. The body's already slowed down. And the older you get, the slower it gets. But the only good thing is, if you're chanting, if you're performing Bhakti Yoga, then old age means you're getting close to the time when the soul will come out of the body and be in its normal environment. That is the best thing about old age. That is, the soul can come out soon. That is an old age, and person who has an old body, but that person is a devotee and taking the process seriously. That person has a glorious future. Because as soon as the soul leaves the body, the rest of us may cry about it, but that person is on a chariot going back to the spiritual world, where there's all knowledge, eternality, and bliss. Now, it doesn't mean that younger people cannot leave the body too. We all should be prepared at any time to go, because we don't belong here. But the important thing is, don't waste time on unnecessary material things. That's cheating ourselves when we do that. We are cheating ourselves, because if we stay with the material and we put it at the same level as even the spiritual things that we do, we'll talk about that in a minute, but the spiritual things we do, then we put so much time into it, the material things, that we rob ourselves of an opportunity to stay on the real path of devotion and get an opportunity to go back. There's already mercy built into this. Sometimes we'd like to remind you, when you have a sale, and this is Christmas time, a lot of stores are having a sale. 10% off, 25% off, 50% off. As soon as you hear a store, 50% off, we go to that store. Because things are much, much less expensive. Well, how about 75% off? Stores don't even come that low. Unless they're going out of business, they sell 75%. 75% off? Geez, you don't waste time at all. I mean, you just go way over there until the store opens and we just file in there and try to get everything 75% off. But the rounds for Vaishnav is 64 rounds. That's what it is. Now we do 16, but guess what? That's one quarter. The rounds are 75% off. Japa is 75% off now. So how come you're not doing 16 rounds? Devotees that were chanting at the time was 64 rounds had to break it up. You work, you don't do all of it. You try some of it in the morning, some of it in the afternoon, some of it back in the attack, but that's what they were doing, 64 rounds. Now you do 16. You can finish it in the morning before you go to work. And Krishna says, yeya tama bhupajante, tam satyaga bhajami aham. To the extent that you surrender, I reward accordingly. So if you put Krishna first, he puts you first. 16 rounds, 1.5 hours, 2 hours, make sure you do it in the morning before you go. So you get up at the time you're supposed to so you can finish it, because you put Krishna first, then he puts you first. And your day becomes wonderful. But don't forget, we have a 75% sale. This whole lifetime, jump for 75% off. So if you haven't been doing it, please get to doing it. If you do one round, this December, one round, if you're starting, fine. In January, do 2 rounds. Takes about 7 to 8 minutes more. If you're fast chanting, you take about 5 minutes. That won't kill your time at all. Your sense gratification will still be there. You still can do 2 rounds. February, do 3 rounds. March, 4 rounds. April, 5 rounds. This is keep going. Because if you do one thing for about 21 days, never even mind, I'm talking monthly now. If you do 21 days, anything has been proven. It becomes a habit. So the idea is to just make it a habit. And so if you chant 1 round extra each month, next thing you know, you have 16 rounds. Now you're taking full advantage of the sale. Taking full advantage of the sale. And that chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That's our ticket back. So if you're chanting the rounds, and if you're hearing, the hearing is how you get the guidance. Whatever questions you don't understand in spiritual life, there are so many lectures on this Iskcon Desire Tree. You can hear from there, or you can attend classes as you're doing now. But hearing every day is very, very, very effective. Shishu Radha Madhava Ki Jai. So, chanting is important. That tree, as it was described, no end, can't find the beginning, find the end, it sounds like a very complicated tree. Well, material life is what's complicated. This is a tree describing material life. Material life is complicated. In underdeveloped countries, The suffering is obvious, poverty. In developed countries, it seems to promise us the good life, right? Then it disappoints us because there is troubles from the mind and troubles from other living entities. It doesn't matter which country you're in, other living entities can bother us, whether you're in an underdeveloped country or well, so-called materially advanced country, the mosquitoes are still there, they bite you, the germs are still there, the body still goes through, all this fighting. And misery is from the demigods. And the ones that are obvious is the weather. So everything that you do to try to make life comfortable, there is some trouble that you have to tolerate. And it is in fact Krishna that set up the material world this way, so that we'll be tired of it. We'll be tired of it after a while and say, okay, so how do I get a wonderful life consistently? Because we don't have it here. We're never going to get it here. So how do we have a consistent, wonderful life? That is spiritual life. And so the process has been made simple for us. And so we need to take advantage of it. Then there's also birth, there's death, there's old age, and there's disease. Everywhere. So what should you do? Program yourself so that you don't waste time on things that are unimportant. Program yourself. Some people say, well, I don't have time to chant my rounds. Yes, you do. You just don't realize you do. All you need to do is do like all the acharyas do, but we'll break it down a little more simply. The acharyas are very regulated. They are very regulated in what they do. Everything they do, there's a time to do it. So you can take a pen and paper and write down from the morning when you wake up, first thing, take a shower. This is in the program now. Second thing, chant your rounds. And then you add the rest of the things you have to do, so that your day starts with chanting the rounds. You get that done. Okay? The rest of the day, you should also chant. Not necessarily on the japa beads, but calling out Krishna's name. Remembering Krishna, because Rupa Goswami says, we have to always think of Krishna and never forget Krishna. Srila Prabhupada says, once we always call, we get to the habit of calling on Krishna, then Krishna is absolute. So Krishna's name is Krishna. You call Krishna's name, that is Krishna. So then we have Krishna. Just by calling Krishna's name, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And to call Krishna's name repeatedly means we get purified. That's the advantage of calling Krishna's name. You get purified. And purification means nearer to the spiritual world. You're getting closer and closer and closer to the spiritual world. More purification, more mercy will be shown. So, chant every day and also increase the quality of chanting. Means chant with attention. You should hear Shastra from guidance, and most important, stay away from offenses. Offenses ruin everything, and everything meaning everything. A person that obeys all four regulated principles and chants the minimum of 16 rounds a day and is offensive does not go back to the spiritual world. It's that bad. Offenses are very bad. That's why Srila Prabhupada calls it the mad elephant, you know, mad elephant disease. So you have a nice garden, that's your bhakti, and we allow by your own mind offenses, like a mad elephant coming in there and ruining everything. Everything is full. That's why it's called aparad. Aparad is sunya radha, without Radharani. Radharani is the mother of devotion. When we become offensive, then she writes us off. And if she writes us off, Krishna won't say yes, you can come. Not when Radharani says no, Krishna won't say yes. And then you have to come back. Another body. Even though we chanted the rounds, even though we did the regulated principle, still we can't. So offensive means do not say anything to make or do anything to make a devotee upset. That's offensive. Don't say anything or do anything to make a devotee upset. In other words, sometimes you may even be right, But if you say it in an anger and upset the person you're saying it, that's still an offense. It's called saying the right thing the wrong way. Even that's offensive. And whether we like it or not, the fact is Srimati Radharani doesn't like it if we do that. I mean, she's the mother of devotion. She says, you don't do it that way. Because devotees are special. Very few people are chanting in this world now. Very few. We have the devotees. So we have to be careful of how we relate to devotees. So don't try to be right. Just in any conversation, if there's misunderstanding, make sure you end it in such a way that that person doesn't feel offended. That's all. That's all. The important thing is not to be right. The important thing is actually to do the conversation with that person such that they feel that they were honored. They were not violated. They were not made deliberately upset. That's all. It's not about being right. If they can understand it and they see your point, if they're humble enough to see your point, and they accept it, that ends well. If they don't accept it, they think they're right, and you're wrong, even though you know you're right, the tendency will be to fight. If I explain, I explain, I explain, maybe you'll get it. No, they're getting more and more and more upset because they think their point is right. Where are you going to get to? Nowhere. So you have to back off. So then, if they are feeling uncomfortable, what do? You apologize. Because that's going to break it. If you apologize, they're not going to get upset with you anymore. And just, it's called in America, suck it up. You were right, but you didn't want to break your relationship with that person. And that was the most important. That's what the transcendental system watches. Not how right you are, but how you maintain a good relationship with everybody. That's what's important. So if you don't, then you're committing a parap. Now, so when are you going to go, well, so when am I going to be proven right? Don't worry about that part. If it is important that the point that you are making that was right is what should be and that devotee should know, Krishna will arrange for it to happen. In my few years in this kind, I've seen that happen so many times. You don't have to force yourself to be right. If what you were saying was the right thing, it will in fact come to that. And I'll give you one example and we'll stop. And that is, I was sent by Srila Bhaktivedanta Maharaj at the time that my wife and I were getting angry. We had our first daughter. She's 20 years old now as of yesterday. But at that time, she was just a baby. We went to Florida, Alachua, the temple in Alachua. The principal of the boys' school had done something inappropriate and had been let go. So the school did not have a principal. So I was asked to go play that service or do that service. So I went. And I hadn't taught Gurukul before. I had taught regular Kami schools. And so I had to learn from those who were there, Mother Lakshmani, Mother Sukhada, quite a few people there who knew how to teach in the Bodhi school. One of the things that happened was, that I learned from them, that the tuition that we're charging was $125 a student. So the idea was, Bhaktivedanta Maharaj said, you go help them for a while. When they get settled, they get another person to be principal, then you come back. So we did that. We returned. And it says, the idea is you're coming back and you bring in the knowledge that you got from there to teach how to set up schools in Girinagar, or school in Girinagar also. So I came back, and for my own math calculation, it seemed that Girinagar also would need the same type of tuition. And so when it came to the school board discussing how much to ask for tuition from the parents for child, I said $125, what I learned from Florida. And they got immediately shut down. No, we won't do $125. This is not going to work. And I just kept quiet. And so they increased it. They went to 160. The parents couldn't afford it. 140. They couldn't afford it. And it came down to, guess what? $125. That was okay. Now, if I had shouted and said, see, I told you it was $125, you didn't, that would be my false ego. Because I didn't set the amount, I just learned it and I came to share it, that's all. But they didn't take it. And later on they found they had to take it. That was one that worked. So you don't have to be right, say it and be detached. if it's supposed to be the one that's to be used, it will be used. And if it's not supposed to be the one, well, you haven't offended anybody. So you still go on. So be careful. Material life and Maya, we're always, you know, trying to get us to stay away from the royal path. But be very, very, very careful about offenses, because offenses kill everything. They kill everything. And sometimes you offend somebody, you don't even know. You say, oh yeah, it's a little boy. Yeah. Nehemiah was a little boy too, and that's God himself. Lord Chaitanya, he was also a little boy. He wasn't doing anything devotional. He was just teaching English. You don't know he's the Supreme Personality of God yet. You could easily offend him. Dagadas Babaji, he's crippled. He comes to your door and he looks crippled. Or worse, four Kumaras come and they're kids, they're not wearing any clothes. And they say, we want to come into the temple. What are you going to do? You're going to let them in? That's something to think about, right? You wouldn't want to answer that question. But the point is, you don't know who the devotee is. And if you put them down and you begin to offend them, it may be a very high caliber devotee from the spiritual world. So you have to be careful how you deal with devotees. Hare Krishna. Thank you for stopping. Sri Prabhupada ki. Is there any questions or comments? Was I supposed to end the 7? This is 7:10 now. Okay. Any questions? Alright, so we'll stop here. Thank you for tolerating me. Srila Prabhupada ki. Vaishnava Thakur ki. Nitai Gaura Premanande. Jai.